Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had John Reap on. John's got one show tonight, The Funny Bone.
God, I miss that guy. I wish he could be here.
He's
funny.
He's really funny.
He's got one show, The Funny Bone, tonight, and then two shows tomorrow night. JohnReap.com for gigs around the country in case you're listening to other places. If you're listening in the Salina, Kansas area, go see Nick tonight.
Yes, I'll be at the Paramount tonight in Salina in at Bailey's Local in Eagle, Nebraska tomorrow night.
Along with the Menker, right?
Okay. Yeah, tonight.
And then tomorrow, in Eagle, Nebraska tomorrow night, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. And
we were talking about how to stay cold or warm.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
During the exceedingly cold ball game.
Right. It'd be the, sounds like it's going to be the Bills and the Patriots. They say it's the Patriots, being from New England, will be the Patriots' coldest game ever.
Wow. Well, that's
not the Bills, because the Bills play in Buffalo. It's, you know,
if this turns out to be some kind of epic event, that's what they're going to call it. The exceedingly cold ball game.
You better squat on that, Craig. That's your
right, because you know the ice ball's already been used.
It is.
Let's just go with the exceedingly cold ball game.
What are we talking about?
Nothing. I love
the exceedingly cold ball game.
What about that? Where were you when that happened?
Yeah.
No, we like the title of that.
Well, how to prep for the exceedingly cold ball game.
You act as if there's only one.
Well, there's only one this weekend.
We're naming it that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's there's a lot throughout the years. There have been a lot.
Sure, but this is a playoff game.
Yeah. There's been some cold playoff games.
No, but this is
the exceedingly cold
exceedingly
one.
Cold ball game.
The Chiefs can do what? In the 20s, the Sunday night?
I haven't heard anything about it.
I think that's too big.
No, that's exceedingly
normal.
Cold.
And Pittsburgh's used to that crap, too, so.
38 is the high for Sunday in Kansas City. Sunday night, the low is only 26. So.
And the other game, the Eagles are in Tampa. That's going to be warm.
Yeah, so that's going to be like 75.
L.A. is going to be warm.
There is indoors. One way that Buffalo could prevent this. They could do the same thing the Vikings did and move inside.
Yeah, they were talking about that.
I thought you were talking about missing the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
they
that too.
They were talking about that.
I think they'd consider that sacrilege in Buffalo to
play inside. They considered that sacrilege in Minnesota, too, but they got over it.
They did get over
Trust me, 80,000 people weren't saying, God, I miss playing in five. I miss sitting around in five below weather.
Well, did they miss going to the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, probably miss going to the Super Bowl.
Have they been to the Super Bowl since they've been in the...
There's a whole generation of Viking fans who have never whiffed the Super Bowl.
No. All right. Then I'm glad that y'all play in a dome.
Guys that are 40.
Yeah. Me too. Trust me. When I was a kid, I went to a couple of Vikings games that were hovering right around zero. And just sitting there is miserable.
I'm sure.
Just sitting on your ass in your whatever they had for you, your snowmobile suit or whatever they had to keep you warm then. It sucked.
Yeah, that's horrible.
The zero stuff does suck. And you're right, Buffalo, Minnesota, those two, they both need to be inside.
Right, and I'm not some drunken Packer fan who wants to whip his shirt off in that because it's cold.
Yeah.
And most of the crowd is cold and miserable.
Put some Tiger Balm on your nipples, though. That'll warm them up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm tired of people romanticizing how great it is to sit around
and
freeze your ass off to watch a football game. It's not.
None.
Yeah, I'm glad that y'all are playing inside. Everybody's much better off for it.
Yeah, I'm glad when I go watch a game there that I'm sitting inside.
Oh, yeah, I bet you are.
I think more often they just romanticize it's harder for the other team who's not used to playing outside. That's what they like.
That's crap.
The home field
too.
Advantage.
They get used to it right away.
Because they get around. Those guys travel all over
around.
The place.
They play.
So what? They play 8 games a year in Miami. They're probably not from Miami and have experienced cold weather before.
And there's a lot of warm guys. That, yeah.
So they talk like a Miami player never gets out of the tropics.
That's untrue.
No.
Well, a lot of those dudes could have played cold weather games in college,
you're
too.
Right. Yeah. Or high school.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would hear more of that particular sentiment from ex-players than I do.
Yeah. You would think.
I wonder why we don't.
Well, because we don't ask.
Well, because they asked players. They asked Booger yesterday when he played, and he had a great line. Finally, he just said the same thing. You don't get used to it. You just play in it. Nobody wants to play in that weather. Yeah. You just play in it.
Even people who live in Buffalo never get used to it. Yeah. You tolerate it.
So what keeps you warm, though, Craig?
Bart Scott, an NFL linebacker.
Bart.
And we do have audio of this.
Okay.
Suggested on ESPN one way that a person could stay warm during one of these exceedingly cold ball games.
The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well because he's got bad circulation.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
You played, so you must know something.
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Okay.
What about a boner, though?
Other places.
What about a boner?
As a lineman,
you always say that.
What about a boner, yeah.
Right. You rub your boner up against the quarterback every time you get to him.
I mean, if you take...
And then you get in his head.
These guys are young, healthy guys. They take Viagra. You think eventually they would give him a boner, man.
I read the science behind this. I don't know that it necessarily keeps you warm, but they do use, like if they find somebody out in the cold who is being treated for hypothermia, they use it to treat hypothermia. I don't know if it can prevent... You got
still not answering
cold.
My question. What about a boner?
Well, the center would definitely know when he's under when the quarterback is under center.
Well,
sure.
Well, the quarterback's going to know if the center's chubbing up too, for that matter.
Yeah,
his hands are way underneath there.
Well, I think the guy they were talking about in the clip was Josh Allen, the quarterback from the Bills.
Okay.
So the center would know when he was up there.
Couldn't you?
You're totally going to get a boner if you're brushing up against people because it makes it super sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, can you take the Viagra and then take care of the erection and then just go on with the game?
And then you're burned out. You don't want to masturbate for a game.
No, because I think it also helps you refract your refraction time.
And you bounce right back.
Yeah,
you
also don't want to be tired because I just threw one off in the locker room. You don't want to be tired at all, man.
You'd be clear-headed.
Think that saps your prana. Some people believe that.
Sure. I think right away it would. Maybe if you're younger. I don't think it did as much as when you get older. You throw one off, you're pretty tired.
It might fire you up. Might energize you for a little bit.
Booger said he drank a shot of whiskey before one game. He goes, I felt that for a second. And
we got a Buffalo native on line one who has been to those games.
Okay.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi,
good morning, guys.
You're a Buffalo native?
Oh, yeah.
What's the coldest game? What's the coldest game you're ever at?
The coldest game. I believe it was in beginning of January. It was like -10.
Okay.
It was freezing. It was snowing. It was windy.
No matter how many clothes you got on and warmers, it's when your feet get cold. I've been in that kind of weather
it's
myself.
It's the extremities. The feet and the hands get cold.
How'd you handle it?
Then you're miserable.
Eventually, your feet go numb, and if your hands are holding a beer long enough, you kind of forget about how cold it is.
Well, how old were you? Were you a young person drinking in that crowd then at the time?
Oh, yeah, 21.
Yeah, see, 21, you can handle anything. Would you want to be in that crowd now? Would you be in that crowd like this weekend if you could?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, because you're
a
Bills fan.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Well, we're rooting for the Bills. This whole show's rooting for the Bills. We hate the Patriots, so go Bills, man. All right.
Yeah, go Bills. All right. For the Patriots.
Hey, what about what kind of alcohol?
She is a Buffalo fan.
What kind of alcohol did you drink to keep warm?
Labatt Blue.
Oh, so cold beer, man. You drank Labatt Blue.
Cold beer.
You're Canadian beer.
You're
a total Buffalo chick. All right. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. All right.
Yeah.
See you.
No, sorry.
No, beer doesn't warm you up.
No.
No alcohol.
It does
No, it doesn't, but hard alcohol gives you the illusion of warming up, even though you're not really warming up.
Yeah, you do get the illusion.
You get the illusion. Yeah.
That one game that I went to at Green Bay, the cleat was working, where it was like in the single digits, but it was a day game. It was a noon to, and I didn't even have the, we had a couple beers before the game, but once we got in the stadium, I didn't even want a beer because I was just too cold.
Nope. Saw the Viking Steelers with a trip Todd and I did with some listeners years ago. Cleet was before Cleet was in the NFL. My dad, Cleet, Doggy Dog was there. We had a bunch of people up there. Oh, James was there. And I remember we were at a bar across the parking lot from the old stadium. And we walk out of the bar to go to the game, me, Cleet, my dad, and Kelly. And there's a school bus sitting there. I go, what's the big deal? Right there is a stadium. I'm looking at the stadium. They go, oh, no, you got to ride the bus. It's that cold. A school bus just drove us across the parking lot. And when I got into that game, that's one of the coldest I've ever been. It was downtown Minneapolis. It was so damn cold.
Yeah, it was sub-zero that day.
And I remember being in that game saying to Todd, I said, if this was outside, I wouldn't stay here.
No.
I would not be here.
Absolutely not.
It was so brutal. Minneapolis was so brutal. They had a Christmas parade the day we got there, that Saturday, that went on. But the huge sections of the stands for the parade were plasticked off with heaters blowing in. I mean, huge sections. But the parade was still going down the middle of the street without plastic
and everybody
heating.
Just freezing their asses off. Tough day for the marching band.
Right. If I recall, it wasn't really that well attended.
No, it wasn't. Day. It wasn't. It wasn't. Fun to watch that game tomorrow night, though. That'll be fun.
I was shocked.
I'll be warm on my couch.
I when you think about it, it makes sense. But they said this is the first time that the Patriots have played on the road in the wild card round since 97.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They've always been the division champion.
Since Brady, right?
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Nirvana baby guy refiling his lawsuit against Nirvana.
This guy's desperate. Get a damn job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Does he have a really enthusiastic lawyer? Or is this guy just a dick?
Both can be true.
He just finds out another dick lawyers, you know.
I suppose.
Out there, you know.
This new filing just focuses on the last 10 years, with him seeking damages arising out of each defendant's violations during the 10 years preceding now. He dropped the sex trafficking claim that was mentioned in the initial filing, and he's just going to keep going trying to get something.
That's what we all thought we saw that album cover, sex trafficking.
Yeah.
We saw a baby swimming. And sometimes that's just cute.
Yeah. I wonder how old he was when he found out he was that kid.
I'm sure his parents told him pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe one of those things where you just always
know. He probably always knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's your wiener, kid.
That stuck to the tape?
No.
Maybe not.
That's your wiener, son. That's what his dad said.
Newsweek is reporting on a 30-year-old woman from Tokyo. 30-year-old woman from Tokyo wanted to have a second baby with her husband.
She's a woman from Tokyo, Craig. You just said that.
Mm-hmm. Not mine.
And that made it better. I'm pissing off Jim today. I'm going to again. We played Tom Sawyer, Lord of the Thighs from Aerosmith, and I'm about to play Woman from Tokyo from Deep Purple, and I don't care because guess what? All the rock and roll you hear on this station and Z, excuse me, and T95 and the Blaze, it's all because of rock and roll from then. They all worship those bands. Go ahead, Craig.
That's all right. Woman from Tokyo.
Yes. Not mine, though.
Not mine. Wanted to have a second baby with her husband. But she had to look for a donor when she found out that her husband had this hereditary condition. The couple used social media to find their donor. And their donor is in his 20s. He claimed to be single, Japanese, and a graduate of a high-ranking university in Japan.
Yep.
Now, here in the story is where eyebrows begin to be raised. The woman and the donor allegedly had sex 10 times before she conceived. She later discovered that he had lied about his marital status, his ethnicity, his education, and that he was actually a married Chinese national who had not graduated from Kyoto University, as he had said. But she had to go ahead and give birth to this kid.
Well, how do you, you probably could lie on those things. I haven't thought about that. But why would you want to lie? You get paid just for giving it. So what
well,
do
this
you care?
Guy's getting laid.
This is
actually having
this is Japan.
Oh, sex 10 times.
This is Japan. The rules are different.
Oh, he has to actually, it's like when you buy a racehorse. They actually have to have sex.
Well.
They do.
Right. They don't count as a thoroughbred.
They don't.
That's
right.
Not
right.
Technically the rules, but other things are going on to where that makes it more easy.
Because if that were the case, they'd have to have somebody watching.
That's right.
To confirm.
That's right. Well,
you'd be good for that job.
Sure.
That's a dream job.
All right. Just give me the clipboard.
She is now suing the donor for almost $3 million for emotional distress, alleging that the donor lied so he could have sex with her. She also gave up their baby for adoption. Finding a donor through social media channels is typical in Japan since the country doesn't have any sperm banks, at least until recently. According to Newsweek, finding donors in Japan can be challenging because of the country's right-to-know law that allows children of donors to legally look for their biological parents.
Yeah.
So, because of the fraud that she is saying, and she went ahead and gave birth to the kid, she's now suing the donor for almost $3 million.
And she just got rid of the kid.
And, yeah.
So,
but
she
still has
her husband is sterile, right, to the story?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
What would he call her?
Honey?
No.
He knew this was all going on.
He did
on.
Not call her Baron.
Now we called her. Now we called her. Come on.
Oh. That is his woman from Tokyo.
Yeah. You could say my first person.
I wish.
All right.
I wish.
So he just lied. His credentials.
He just lied. So he knocks him out with this woman.
Right, yeah.
Apparently,
I got a degree.
About
yeah.
the 10th time it took, apparently.
I'm Japanese, yeah. I got a degree.
Yeah, 10 times. I guess hoping it never works.
Well, Todd's there to make sure it does. John Reap boned earlier. Funny bone this weekend. Tonight, one show, two shows tomorrow night.
Who doesn't love this song?
Sorry. Everybody does. And Nick's in Salina tonight, right?
Yes, it's a Paramount. Bailey's local in Eagle, Nebraska.
Yeah, post. Morning, man. She is a whole new tradition. Ow! I feel it in my heart. My woman from Tokyo. She makes me see it. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.